Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Grace Learning Lab. This is the podcast on the interpersonal practice of the confession of sin, and that is a mouthful of words.
It's a long label.
It's a long label.
Yeah.
But basically, if you've been following along, we in this Grace Learning Lab, we are presenting you with a individual practice, which is the prayer of reflection or take 10, and then a corporate practice or an interpersonal practice, which is this practice of confessing sin to one another. So those are the two practices that we're encouraging people to kind of enter into. And this is the podcast that it says, okay, well, how do you do it? We did a podcast on why do you confess sin to one another? So if you haven't listened to that one, you might want to give a listen to that one. This is the podcast on how you do it. And we did another acronym.
Yeah.
We like acronyms, and that acronym is OR, O-A-R, not O-R.
No.
O-A-R.
O-A-R.
So,
like the canoe paddle, and maybe that's even a helpful visual of, you know, imagining yourself in a canoe at the edge of this ocean of God's grace, and you take this paddle or oar, and it propels you out into the depth of the wonders of the grace and forgiveness of God more deeply. So sort of an exploring more deeply the grace of God.
It's good. I'm going to go ahead and picture myself in a kayak.
A kayak. Okay.
Yeah, canoes, they're floppy.
Okay.
They're like,
they are floppy.
Yeah, they're
But are those called oars? Aren't those paddles?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in a kayak with
So you're going to have a longer acronym.
Okay. Yeah. Mine's paddle.
P-A-D-D-L-E. Okay. anyway, sorry. All
right, so. Or.
Yes. The O stands for owning your sin with another person or a couple of others. And the intent here is that, you know, from your prayer of reflection, you've been reflecting on where did I need God's grace? Where did I blow it? Where I needed his forgiveness? And maybe I've already received his forgiveness for that, but I bring it to a brother or sister, or a couple of brothers in Christ, and I own that with them, where I say, hey, JT, man, I just want to confess to you some way that I blew it this week. And here it is. And I'm going to own that with you. Your temptation in that moment is going to be to do all kinds of diminishing the offense. Like, dude, it's not that big a deal. I get it. Other people have done way worse, or to excuse it, you know, to say, yeah, mate, under the circumstances, it's understandable that you responded that way, right? I mean, I would have done the same thing, or to justify it. It wasn't, Bill, it wasn't even your fault. And if the other person hadn't done that, then you wouldn't have, you know. So anyway, your great temptation in that moment is going to be to help me feel better by diminishing my sin in some way. But my urging, our urging, Hope family, is that you not diminish that. Instead, give them space when someone confesses or owns their sin with you. Give them space to explore it a little bit. Say, hey, what do you think that was like for your relationship with God? What impact did that have? What impact did it have on other people? Whether that sin was directly against someone or not, it might have impacted them. What impact did that sin have? And just kind of give them space to think about the implications of their sin, the impact of it. So that's the O, is owning your sin with other people. And then at some point you would say to me, okay, Bill, are you ready to own that with God now in prayer? And I would say, yeah, man, let's do it. And so I'll pray and confess that sin to the Lord, owning with him. And that's the O.
And this is why this is a practice, because all of what you just said there is hard.
Yeah.
that's vulnerable, mm-hmm. that's fear, like that's just challenging to voice those things as the person even voicing them.
Yep.
As the listener on the other side, mm-hmm. it's hard to listen that way.
Yep.
To not diminish or to justify or to compare, to excuse, to do all of that. It's hard to listen in a way that says, okay, this is yours to own.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's pieces where it's like, that isn't yours to own, mm-hmm. especially like, you know, but to allow a person to own it so that they can bring it to God.
Yeah.
That's just challenging.
It is.
I mean, that's
no doubt. Yeah. No doubt. But so important.
It's important.
So important.
Yeah. But it's hard.
Yes. Yep. That's the O.
Yep.
The next is the A is, and this is really what we're trying to get at, a critical piece is assuring the person who has just owned their sin of God's forgiveness, of his grace over them. And doing that in a way that's rooted in scripture is super helpful and important, I think. So one of the verses I think of is 1 John 1:9, where if I have owned my sin with you guys and with God, then afterwards you, JT, would look at me and say, Bill, God says in his word that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. I'm telling you, man, because of what God did through Jesus and you're trusting in him, you stand before him clean, holy, forgiven. He doesn't hold that sin against you anymore. So that biblically grounded declaration that God has forgiven my sin. And as we said in the Why podcast, right. That's such a powerful eye-to-eye, heart-to-heart experience of his forgiveness. There's just nothing like it.
Yeah, the owning it is useless without the assurance. This marrying of them together is so important because it reminds people of who they actually are in Christ. One of my kids, you know, says, hey, I blew it, I did something wrong. One of the passages that I've grown to remind him of is Ephesians, where it says that you are God's workmanship. Mm-hmm. That, you know, and I mean, there's all of them, like you're the child of God, you're his beloved, you are his running mate, you know, you're the worker in the field, you're all of these things about this is who you are in Christ. Us owning our sin and dealing with the reality of, oh, I was against him, is when you marry it with this assurance, the sin doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to own it.
Yep.
And you're going to pray. You're going to own it with others. You're going to own it with God. You're going to pray. Then you're going to take some assurance. You're going to be reminded of who you are in God with that.
Yep.
And then you're going to do what?
And then the R is how do I respond then to both my sin and his forgiveness? So you would say at that point, so Bill, how do you sense the Lord leading you to respond to this now that you have heard his forgiveness? And so my first instinct is going to be worship and gratitude. Man, thank you, Lord, that you have covered my sin, that I'm clean before you. But there also is a call to repentance. God doesn't want to just for us to know the joy of his forgiveness. He wants us to know the joy of deliverance from the sin itself. And so how is he calling me to repent, to turn away from it? Maybe I need to go back and ask someone's forgiveness if it was a direct or even an indirect wound. I felt guilty about a sin earlier in the day, and then I snapped at my son, Brandon, and so now I need to go back to him and ask his forgiveness for snapping at him, those kinds of things. So responding with gratitude and worship, but also responding with repentance, how do I turn away from that? And that's where, to me, again, the community element comes into play. So importantly, if it's just you that I'm confessing to, or if it's a couple of brothers that I'm confessing to, then you guys saying, Bill, how can we help you? How can we encourage you? How can we keep you accountable to walk in this new life, turning from that sin in ways that God would have you?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. You know, when I think of this responding, I think there's, you know, there's a variety of things that can be asked. Like if I'm confessing to you sort of like, oh, hey, I'm addicted to my phone. That's a harder thing to try to begin to wrestle through in terms of repentance. And everybody's got to be aware of that. Hey, you have an addiction. Mm-hmm. God is bigger through the Holy Spirit and through His power. He's bigger than this addiction, but it's something more than if I'm confessing to you, Bill, like I ignored my wife for 24 hours. She said something, it got, you know, me angry and I ignored her. You know, to respond to that is, hey, I'm asking forgiveness. I'm going to go back to my wife and be like, hey, man, I'm really sorry. I withdrew. I kind of ignored you for, I don't even know if you noticed, you know, like half the time she's like, I didn't notice. There's so much going on. You were asking, you know, like those are two different things. And we just need to be aware of that. But that's a part, again, why this confession of sin between us, it's challenging. It takes vulnerability. It takes learning how to communicate, how to listen well, how to practice a knowledge of Scripture to assure someone of who they actually are in Christ. It's a challenging thing. Yes. But this is the model, or this is the acronym.
Yep.
We are going to do another podcast that has just kind of a model of it, and encourage you to watch that one. Again, knowing that one model, all models, you know, like you might look different. We, you know, the model might look different than you, and that's okay. Final thoughts?
Just remembering that it's joy and freedom that God wants us to experience, and that's what this whole thing is about.
Amen. All right. See you guys. You are loved. Take care.
See you.
Bye.